This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bat tumble.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go, your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we broadcast 2 hours today from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vin Fennelli. Lark in Texas is with us. Welcome, Lark.
Hey, good morning, Vin. How are you?
Very well, Lark. For those of you who may be new to the class, Lark is a broadcaster. He lives in Texas. And he's been at the farmhouse, he's been at the expo, and he's a dear friend. And, Lark, I just wanted to share this story that kind of who we are. You have some talents as a chef, and great talents as a chef, and we had a house full at our last expo in March here in Missouri, and John Stattmiller was here, Aaron Dakins and her husband, and Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Matt Stein, John Reagan, Grace Thorne. There were a lot of us, Rich Sheehan, and more, all here. And you were here, and I said, look, guys, I don't know, you know, when you're hungry and thirsty, but here are the glasses, the dishes, the silverware, the refrigerator, you know, you're home here. And in the morning, I had a million things to do. We're getting ready for the expo, and breakfast was cooking, and Lark was at the control. It was awesome. I did a great job, and I just wanted to say that that's kind of who we are, and we just take charge. And it's a wonderful thing to see. It really is. It's also a wonderful thing to see a little chat around the kitchen table with like Dr. Richard Allen Miller and Matt Stein. We could all be having separate discussions, all at the same time, and wow, it's sometimes it's really intense. It's really neat to see so many bright people all at one time in one place. So I wanted to say thank you for that. I mean, it's great to have you with us on the air and here at the farm.
Well,
Lark, we're going to raise the bar today. And that's what you are expert at. And we talk about language. And one of the things I have a problem with is the blue plague. And it seems like, you know, they use a lot of profanity when they tell us to get down, but they put a lot of expletives in it. And it seems like we're racing toward the bottom with our lexicon. We are removing words from our lexicon, and four-letter words seem to replace, you know, descriptive words. And I object to it. I really do. And so today, one of the things we're going to talk about is the three C's and how we can fix a lot of our problems, just understanding three words that begin with the letter C.
Well, of course, the three C's are part of three groupings of actually nine words. And the three C's are useful to be able to define and know about because they help you determine if you're part of the problem or part of the solution. Just that simple. Remember, we have a system in which socialism equals gangsterism equals slavery. And you know, here's something that was seen on a tombstone. Here lies truth. Everybody lies, and it doesn't matter that we tell tall tales or white lies, half-truths, fibs, or itty-bitty lies. We cast spells, intone chants, and incantations. But the greatest lie of all is the lie caused by omission of the whole truth. Hence, here lies truth. Those three words, the three C's, are compliant, complacent, and complicit. Now, you could style the words compliance, C-E, complacence, C-E, or complicity. But here, someone who is compliant is someone who goes along with the organized crime, the gangsterism. And a person who is complacent, remember, this is not the type of complacence which is marked by intellectual laziness, which is spelled C-O-M-P-L-A-C-E-N-T. This word is spelled complacent or complacence, spelled C-O-M-P-L-A-I-S-A-N-T, or C-E. It points to one who is eager to please, who is inclined to go along just to get along. And finally, complicit is someone who is directly and often unwittingly or unknowingly directly involved or a direct participant in the organized crime or the gangsterism. So there's your three C's. Because, of course, the type of socialism that we have today in America is a combination of corporatism and British mercantilism with these free trade agreements, etc., and communism. So capitalism, again, more akin to corporatism plus communism equals communitarianism. And these are the first three words that you have to know about to understand their definitions. And so if you do a thorough examination of yourself, if you look deeply into the mirror of your soul, you have to ask yourself, are you compliant, complacent, or complicit? Usually if you're one, you're all three. So there's the first three words. Would you like to go into the others or no?
Well, let's stay with these for just a minute. Lark, as I look at the blue plague, and I'm talking about the police, I hear so many people say, yeah, but there are so many good cops. And I go, yeah, I just want to see the proof. And the reason I say that is they're out there with their ticket machines, their radar guns, and they're stopping us, and they're pulling us over just because they're told to do that. So when they have these meetings just before the shift starts, and the boss says, okay, listen, now let's keep everybody safe out there, and of course we all want to come home tonight, right? So, you know, if you have to kill somebody, well, you know, better them than you. And by the way, that's a shiny new car that you've got. We were glad to get it for you, and all that equipment in the trunk, and all those electronics that you have to, you know, help keep everybody safe. So remember, we want you to use that stuff. And by the way, that costs money, and you know, some of that money comes back to us in revenue. And you guys are you're the revenue agent. So make sure that the machine runs smoothly. And write those tickets. And it's not really said that way, but that's the intent. Now, how does compliant, complacent, and complicit relate to that?
Well, they are the enforcement arm of the communitarian system of governance that we live under today. They're direct participants in organized crime. And, of course, I'm sure most of them don't even realize it. But just as Vladimir Lenin stated, they had to enlist all the unwitting dupes and useful idiots as necessary to serve their cause and to accomplish their aims. And that's what they are today, because back in the early to mid-90s, in particular, we had the popularization of the personal computer. At that time, all your law enforcement agencies, whether they would be the metropolitan chiefs of police, the county sheriffs, the FBI, the CIA, FEMA, Highway Patrol, anything having to do with law enforcement at all here in America, they took a deal. They accepted a deal with the various federal agencies that were proffering them money. In other words, they took the government cheese. And with that, there were strings attached. And what that meant is that they had to change their mission statements and their policies and procedures manuals nationwide. They also had to link up with a data networking system, which eventually morphed into what we know as fusion centers. And so what they did was voluntarily accept a dishonorable contract. We're going to give you money. We're going to get you the new computers. We're going to get you the training. And you are now going to be enforcement, an enforcement arm of the new schema of resource and asset management, especially of the humankind, known as communitarian governance. However, they were not provided these particular details because, of course, this system works best when people are compartmentalized by their access to information or not having access to information, and their facility with the language. And, of course, communitarian and governance requires that inoffensive, oblique, innocuous terms of art in language are perpetuated so that those in the lower ranks do not really know what's going on. And so in the early to mid-90s, beginning with the Clinton administration, there was an initiative called Reinventing Government, at which time everything was privatized. I mean, everything. And this was to set the stage for all the land grab and the accumulation of wealth, the stealing of our property.
Clark in Texas is with us. Stealing of our property, that's what's happening, and it's some of our property happens to be in our wallets, and it's one of the things that the hired guns are interested in taking from us. That's just the beginning. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com. and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24/7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Larkin, Texas, is with us. And Larkin mentioned the fusion center. So here is the Homeland Security definition. Located in states and major urban areas throughout the country, fusion centers are uniquely situated to empower frontline law enforcement, public safety, fire service, emergency response, public health, critical infrastructure protection, and private sector security personnel to understand local implications of national intelligence, thus enabling local officials to better protect their communities. Fusion centers provide interdisciplinary expertise and situational awareness to inform decision-making at all levels of government. They conduct analysis and facilitate information sharing while assisting law enforcement and homeland security partners in preventing, protecting against, and responding to crime and terrorism. That's Homeland Security's statement. And I can tell you that I know a guy who used to work at one of these fusion centers. And I also can tell you that I know a guy who worked at one of these fusion centers who has called 911 on me just because I showed up at an event. Actually, two events. He called the cops twice on me. And they showed up in force. And so these guys, these fusion centers, as far as I can tell, Lark, these fusion centers are buildings that contain spies. What do you think?
Oh, there's no question about it. Let me back up and just quickly name some of the programs so your listeners can do some research themselves. They're easily found. The various programs that were instituted under this communitarian governance scheme, included COPS. These are all acronyms. That's Community-Oriented Policing Services, COPS. There's COMPASS, Community-Oriented Mapping, Planning, and Analysis for Safety Strategies. There's ABCD, that's Asset-Based Community Development. And, you know, of course, there's the LEAP program. That's the Law Enforcement Exchange Program that was cooked up by JINSA, which is the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs. And this is where our boys in blue got a nice week or 2 week long vacation to Israel so that they could learn from the IDF and the Mossad how to treat Americans like the Israelis treat the Palestinians. And that changed the use of force continuum. That's why they shoot first and ask questions later, because they've all been brainwashed that this is how they're now supposed to regard so-called terrorists in America or domestic terrorists. And that's why they're on pins and needles all the time when they confront the so-called citizenry, because their brainwashing is such that they have to regard everybody as a potential threat and a terrorist.
Larkin,
and, of
Texas.
Course, with the speed of communication we have today via the personal computers and the networking that's been accomplished, much of this can be much of the spying can be accomplished in near real time.
Lark, I was in Springfield, Missouri several years ago, and I met this young man, and he seemed to understand what is really happening, the kinds of things that we talk about here. And I would say he was in his 20s. And I asked him what he did, and he said he was a small-town cop. And I said, tell me about your training. And he said that he was trained, he was sent off to training, where he was told that every traffic stop that he makes, and he was encouraged to make a lot of them, was a threat to him, and he was to treat every person he met as someone who wanted to kill him. And he was telling me that he was told that, you know, that little old white-haired lady that is in that car that he just pulled over may want to shoot him. So he had to be ready to kill her. That's what these guys are being trained to do.
She may have a bomb strapped to her waist.
Right. Right. That's what these guys are trained to do. And they're also trained to make cases against we the people. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Lark in Texas is with us. Lark, I wanted to share that this guy that I know who used to work for a fusion center called the cops on me a couple times. And there's a reason why he does it. You know, the cops show up 4 at a time, 4 police cars. And the scenario is I'm at a convention, you know, an expo, not mine, another one. And so the cops come and they ask me to leave. They want to talk to me outside. And I ask them what the problem is. And they can't tell me what the problem is. Because they don't know. They don't know because there is no problem. But they all have guns and they're ready to shoot me. Three in the front, one in the back. Literally. And what this is all about is building a case. So the idea is if I'm ever in court, this Fusion Center guy can say, Your Honor, just look at Finelli's rap sheet. You know, you'll see that the police have called on him multiple times. He's a nuisance. He's a threat. He's a problem. You can see that people are so concerned about him when he goes to a convention, we have to come out and escort him off the property. That's what kind of problems he causes. That's who these thugs are that work for organizations like the Fusion Center. They are a spy network. That's what they do. They spy on our activities. They read our bumper stickers and they say, whoa, this guy has a fish on his bumper sticker. Obviously, they're anti-government. Or there's a Second Amendment sticker on their bumper sticker. Or they support homeschooling. Obviously, these are people who don't want to go along to get along. They are a problem. And in Missouri, there was a report called the MIAC report that said exactly that. That if you favor the Second Amendment, support Ron Paul, or homeschool, or have a fish on your car, you're one of them. Of course, I would fit those categories, too. So anyway, these fusion centers are of great concern to me. And there's one in Springfield, Missouri, and if you look it up on the Internet and you look at a picture of it, you'll find it's a big building with very few windows. Lots of cameras, but very few windows. They want to see who you are, but they don't want you to see who they are. Lark?
Well, of course, the one located near me in Big D is in Oklahoma City. So I'm familiar with those things. The other thing that we might want to take a look at is who owns the telecommunications industry in this country? Who owns the World Wide Web? The Internet? And then ask yourself, well, who owns the electronic voting boxes that accommodates black box voting? And, you know, who owns the big media companies? And who owns the money? Who dominates Madison Avenue? Who dominates Wall Street? And ask yourself how all this came about. Because the fact of the matter is that, in fact, who dominates the medical schools and the law schools today? Who controls academia? Who controls public education? What's behind this charter school initiative? Remember, everything is being privatized. And these people that that we laughingly call peace officers, these people are the actual real terrorists, because what they do is terrorize the American people, all by design. And in fact, what's happened to them is because they are a careerist and opportunist, credentialist, because they are in fact a part of a corporation which has been privatized, no matter what they're or who or what they're affiliated with. And remembering still as well that we have no more public officials in this country. Every office, whether it's the mayor's office, the county commissioners, the city council, the governor, all of these have been privatized too, and they are linked to public-private partnerships and or syndicalist trade associations or unions. So these people are really don't even have their own. They have been deprived voluntarily so of their own personal autonomy. They're not allowed to think for themselves, and so they don't. They give into groupthink, and what they've permitted themselves to become is frankly zombies. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it certainly does, Lark. And they're zombies with guns. They are to society. They are a menace to society. And
they might as well be rabid dogs.
Okay. And I support gun confiscation. I don't think the cops should have guns. They're dangerous. These cops are not the guns. The cops are dangerous. And, you know, some guy is speeding and they're willing to get into a hot pursuit and trample anyone in their way. I know of a cop. I heard this story secondhand. And this cop was on a personal mission. He literally was going shopping for something that he wanted to buy. And he had a friend in the car with him. And these two guys are in the police car, flying down the interstate. I mean, speeding, you know, with lights on. And the story goes that the cop behind the wheel said to his friend, "You know why I'm speeding? You know why I'm in the fast lane? You know why I'm doing this? Because I can."
Oh, yeah, they love that power.
Now, on the other side of that equation, I live on a dirt road. You've been down our dirt road. And as you come to the farmhouse, you climb a slight hill, and then you go down a hill, and you go back up a hill. Well, I was in my tractor. It was a little 40-horsepower tractor, and I had a hay rake behind me. Hay rake is probably, I'm guessing, about 11 feet wide. Wider than the tractor. And I was coming up the road, and I saw it was hay season time. And the road was dusty. And I saw this cloud of smoke flying toward me. I thought, whoever this is, he's going way too fast. Because you can tell by the dust cloud behind a vehicle whether they're going slowly. And the neighbors around here go slowly for the most part, because they don't want to make dust for their fellow neighbors. So they go very slowly. Well, this car was flying, and I met this guy at the top of the hill, and I positioned my tractor so this car could not get around me. The road is so narrow that one person has to go into the ditch and stop for the other one to get, you know, to pass in the opposite direction. Well, I positioned my tractor so that this car couldn't get around me. And who was he? Well, he was a sheriff's deputy for our county. And he had to either shoot me or crash through my tractor and hay rake. Or he'd have to wait for me to move out of the way. And I stopped and I positioned my tractor so I looked down on him as if we were parallel, talking through the driver's windows, if you will. But I was on the tractor and he was in his police car. And I said, going a little fast for this road, don't you think? I didn't say good morning, good afternoon. I said, going a little fast for this road, don't you think? In a stern voice. And he said, no. I said, going a little fast for this road, don't you think? And basically, I was telling him, knock it off. I'm watching you. And you know what? We don't see those guys too much anymore. And you know what else?
You know what?
He drove a lot slower than he used to.
You know what might be fun is to
arrest him.
Print up.
That'd be fun.
Print up a flyer or a bulletin and pass them out for free by the hundreds. And, you know, think of some kind of a slogan or a tag or some kind of a question. You know, are you part of the problem or are you part of the solution? Or do you recognize organized crime when you see it? And then mention all the things that have already been mentioned on this broadcast in the text and pass them out. Make sure all the cops and the sheriff's deputies, highway patrolmen, receive a copy. Let them find out for themselves what's going on, because you know what? They don't know what's going on. They're only doing what they're told.
You know,
what do you think?
I think it's a great idea. I was told that people who chew gum while they're trying to learn have a greater difficulty learning. It's something about the movement of the jaw and the chewing gum that kind of prevents them learning. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but I notice a lot of cops chew gum.
A lot of them are taking steroids. They get all pumped up. They like to lift weights and all of these things. A lot of them are former military, and of course, military people are highly prized recruits because they've already demonstrated that they can adapt themselves well to the brainwashing and the conditioning. And that's precisely why they're hired. And a lot of these people have already been damaged because their exposure to toxins and chemicals and everything else. And so, you know, in a sense, I kind of feel sorry for them. Just, but really in the same way that I feel sorry for a rabid dog. You know, but I'm not going to allow the rabid dog to assault me and give me rabies. So that's how we have to regard zombies, because these zombies are not in control of their own minds. They're simply not. They've been damaged. And, of course, there's a lot more zombies out there than just, you know, cops and sheriff's deputies and highway patrolmen. You know, there's a lot of attorneys and judges and doctors and nurses and bureaucrats. They're all brain damaged, too.
It's interesting you say that, Lark, because I asked Dr. Norman Shealy on this broadcast, I said, Dr. Shealy, are these politicians literally defective, mentally and physically? Are they defective? He said, yes. There you go. There you have it. Lark in Texas, and I'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig,
because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got your
take my
when you go
to the for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Mark in Texas is with us, and his website is Lark, L-A-R-K, in Texas, .blogspot.com. Lark in Texas, .blogspot.com. Link on the website, usaprepares.com, on the instructors tab, Lark in Texas. Lark, we learned that that these defectives like to build cases. And they don't just build cases against us. They even build cases against their own families in case they want to divorce their wives. Now, I'm not kidding. I know this
not
for
surprising.
A fact.
Not surprising.
So what happens, Lark, what happens is, excuse me?
It's not surprising.
Okay. Well, here's what happens. Here's how it goes. I would get a call from one of these fusion center guys, and he'd say, "Oh, geez, you know, she's taking off with the kids. I'm so worried. I don't know where she is. She doesn't answer the phone. Would you call her? Really? She's taking off with the children. You really want me to call her? Yeah, please call her, because I'm so worried." So I'd call, and I'd say, "So everything okay? Yeah, why are you calling me?" "Well, I just, you know, talked to your husband, and he's worried about you. And he said, you're with the children, and you don't answer the phone." "Well, I'm at the mall. I mean, I'm here, everything's fine." So I'm thinking, somebody's lying to me, but who is it? Then it happens over and over and over. Then I talked to one of my friends at the time, and he's getting the same calls. Would you please call her, because she's taking off? She'll say, "Well, I'm at the ball game, you know, with our son. What's the problem?" So then she's starting to think something's wrong with us, because we're checking up on her. We're checking up on her because we've been set up as part of this plot to build a case against her and probably a case against us for harassment. You know, we're calling her, so what are you doing? I'm just at the mall. Is there a problem? No, just your husband wants you to call. So if he wants to divorce his wife, he can say, well, didn't Mr. Finelli, didn't you get calls about the concern? You know, she took off with the children? Yeah, I got those calls. So it's building a case against his wife. It's building a case against us. It's building a case where the police are called on us because he can say in court later on, if it comes to that, or it needs, or if he needs to do something against us, that, well, Your Honor, just see how many times the police have been called on Mr. Finelli. You can see he's a problem. And that presupposes that I'm a bad guy. These guys are masters at using their system against we, the villagers. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
so, Lark, I'm putting an exclamation point on what you're saying.
Yeah, I want to point something out to you and to your listeners. Every time you hear that word community, remember, it describes the so-called stakeholders, those with skin in the community development and communitarian policy, games playing and gamesmanship, not you and me at all. The word is bandied about to put the average American who is just not curious and will not read to sleep. So never suppose that when you hear that word community, whether you hear it or see it in print, that it describes you. Because to the extent that it does describe you, you're the target. You're not part of this cosseting, warm, fuzzy-feeling word called the community whatsoever. Something to think about.
Larkin, Texas, my wife was told by a state police officer in Virginia to get a handgun. He said, we have no responsibility to protect you. Our responsibility is to protect the community. The community. Not you. The community. So
that illustrates it perfectly.
Mr. Finelli, try this 45. See how you like it. And I'm not kidding. That's exactly what happened. He handed her a 45. Clark in Texas, thanks so much. Millie Hinkle's going to be up next. I just chatted with her. And we're going to be talking about birth defects. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, expose themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.